Welcome to HBO Lax. This is Lizzie Pace.
This is Catherine Dudas.
We are here today to discuss Shogun Episode 4. Mm. I was so psyched after 3, which was my favorite episode.
Me too.
But there was cute stuff in this one too.
I mean,
cute stuff and violence.
Cute and violence, and also horning it. Like, we've just. On episode 4, listen,
right?
They were like, I was really proud of them for not teasing us. I mean, we'll get into it, but I was very impressed by that choice. A very adult choice, and I'm like, treat us like adults. Don't tease it out forever.
We're not Dawson Leary and Dawson's Creek,
exactly.
Who's somehow the only main character to not lose his virginity until season 5.
Oh my God, how old was he in season 5?
I mean, a million years old.
Like, in real life, he's probably like 40. That's wild. God.
It's because he did get a BJ on a boat, and that boat crashed into a dock, and he got in a lot of trouble. So I understand he has like sexual related trauma, but still.
Oh, that's sad.
He doesn't really. Well, this is before people knew about trauma.
God bless. That's true. It didn't exist before people knew about it. That's true.
We're not here to talk about that. Oh, wait. One thing before we get into it. We are choosing our next HBO Lax Max show soon. Let us know in the comments or in your 5-star reviews what you want us to choose for the next book. Mm-hmm. I did see True Detective was picked up for another season 5. But Catherine, it's not coming out for a while.
Oh, no, that's so sad. What am I going to do? Someone did suggest us doing True Detective Season 1, which I'm like, that's kind of interesting, but I don't know.
Ooh.
It's very
I'm open to that idea.
Yeah. But
would love to revisit it. I only really remember, like, The Solution.
The Solution.
And then, like, Matthew McConaughey being like, time is a flat circle. Okay, so maybe that's an option. The regime is not an option. I'm sorry. This is not a full democracy. I'm not watching that show. So suggest that one.
Yep, sorry, guys. I love that. We're setting boundaries, and our boundary is we don't want to watch something we actively know is bad. We have to be, if we're surprised, and it's like episode 2, and we're like, oh, no, it's bad.
If we're surprised is bad, I think that's
a different thing. But if, no, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. And Lizzie's trying to protect me. Yeah, and Lizzie's trying to protect me and you guys from having to listen to me yell about a show for 10 weeks.
You know how I feel when you light up about a piece of art, Catherine? Mm-hmm. I feel great.
Aw, that's nice. I do. I love being lit up, and which is why I'm so angry when they don't light me up.
I love being lit.
We love being lit, man. You heard it here first.
I love being lit.
Oh, such cool girls we are.
Well, we are not lit because we're in front of the paywall.
We are.
And we're talking about Shogun Episode 4. We start with, previously on yada, 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 we get now Hiro is telling Fuji that her husband and baby died for a cause. We got that big boat scene. And then we open on snow. Pretty.
Love.
And this man is running, carrying a stick with a box on it. This very much reminded me of the porters in Silo.
Such a hard job. The hardest job anyone's had. Having to hold something and run, that's horrible. My condolences.
Ugh, like every class I went to in college, like so late, just like running with my backpack through crowds. Wow.
I forget that visceral feeling of running with a backpack. That's a very visceral feeling.
It's a horrible feeling.
It's not a good feeling.
That must be the cringiest feeling you can feel.
Yeah.
Catherine, wow, maybe we should reclaim that.
Yeah, let's
you
make
and
it
I
hot.
Let's should wear backpacks and run through the Americana.
Huntington Gardens. Oh. Americana's better.
We will get then we'll get arrested and
we've already
out.
Been banned.
We can't go to my favorite places, but maybe a different place that's not my favorite that will be crowded.
The pier. Perfect. Let's do it. That would be a good music video, someone running with a backpack. Anyway, maybe not. So this man
delivers this letter that Toranaga and Yabushige are coming to the village, Ajiro, and everyone's got to get ready. We see people sweeping their steps, doing all the standard fare, cleaning blood off the patio, and army marching on stoically.
Yes, everyone in this village was cleaning the village like I clean my apartment when I have a gentleman friend over, and I'm like, that reminded me of this. I'm like, when I'm running around being like, make sure everything, act like
hiding everything,
don't live in
a
mess. Yeah, you're like, remember.
The worst is when you do that and then someone still points out that it's messy.
You're like, I literally cleaned.
Oh, yeah, it is. Wish I could have had time to clean.
I am good at cleaning. Yes, so then we are on a boat with Torinaga, but we see Fuji.
The Eightfold Fence. The Eightfold is the title.
Love this. I loved that. And Fuji is begging Mariko to not make her be on the pilot's consort. And she says, please let me be a nun, in my most unrelatable moment of the episode when she was begging Mariko to want to be a nun.
This was also my most unrelatable moment of the week.
You have the same brain now. What is this?
You're going to, instead of being John's consort, you're going to go to church? Huh?
Huh? Excuse me?
Have you seen
the
same
person? Are we looking? Look at him. Truly crazy.
Oh, she wasn't there for the diving scene.
Oh, she doesn't know what he looks like without a shirt on. Okay, never mind. Okay. Well, so she's upset. She's like, I have to serve a barbarian. And then she's like, oh my gosh, wait, I'm so sorry. You just lost your husband. Mariko has to pretend like she's sad. And she's like, I trust Lord Torinaga. And so funny. 1 year is all he asks. And then a smash cut to, she'll give 6 months. Hilarious. Perfect.
So
no
funny.
Notes.
So funny.
So easy to be funny,
it
guys.
It's fine to do an
it's not
edit
hard
cut joke in a drama.
Half my jokes in my film are edit jokes. I love edit jokes. They're fun. They always make me laugh. Guys, just it's not that hard. It's
so
really
good.
Not that hard. Nepo baby is okay. So that the son of Torinaga is definitely my Nepo baby, by the way, of the episode of the season. He is, yep. And he's an actual Nepo baby in the show. So I thought that was cute. But he,
they got a Nepo baby to play a Nepo baby.
That's really, really, they foresaw what we were going to say in this podcast, and I appreciate it. And he tells, Torinaga tells the crew he resigned. Yabushige is like, what? You've killed yourself. We're finished. He's like, oh, okay, sorry, I guess you have to now kill yourself. And Torinaga's like, well, until there's a legal order, I'm not going to do that. And then they approach the fishing village where a huge loyal army is waiting. And it's a gorgeous place.
Yeah, Don's like, whose army? And Mariko's like, Yabushige, loyal to Torinaga. And Don's like, let's hope so. Lol.
Let's hope.
And then we see the nephew who's in charge of the town. His mom is like, oh, maybe we should have brought better sake.
So funny.
And is that the barbarian? Yes, he's Hatamoto now. And then they come on shore and Yabushige's like, by the way, you need to find a home for all of these people to stay in, and it has to be nice. And this mom getting told to find lodging for someone who's already arrived was my most relatable moment of the week.
Wait.
I feel like I've had bosses do stuff like this.
Oh, that sucks.
Where they're like, they drop the ball on something or whatever and just be like, leave work. I give you a task at the end of work.
And they're like, oh, I fucked up. You have to fix this. Now it's your stress and now it's your problem. And it's like, come on.
Oh, yeah. Often, like, lying on the phone and blaming me.
Oh, that is awful.
And look, I did mess up a lot. I was not good. I wasn't good. So it's not like it was light on my assistant record.
Being an assistant is extremely hard. I've never been a personal assistant. And that sound, I've only, like, done, like, data entry, business assistant stuff. And I just can't, you know, those stories where people say, like, we have friends who've done this, who were like famous people's assistant for like 4 years. And like, they're not easy to be the assistant of. Like,
a lot of them come from the agencies.
I don't have the capability to ever do that. Some people are so strong. I am such, I am so weak. I could never. If I was the personal assistant of someone
I interviewed
who was
for this job, I think when I was desperate to get out of that job, I was like taking anything. And I took an interview for a personal assistant to a, let's say, B-list comedian.
Oh.
And I was going to be. It just started to reveal itself what the job really was in the conversation. It was like, okay, you're managing the dogs. Okay, that means you're shoveling shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're managing the sprinkler system. And at the sprinkler system, I was like,
nah.
Can't.
Like you said the unmagic word.
Nope.
Sprinkler system. Oh,
I'm
no.
out.
I would have loved to see that
I'm planning which Chipotle I'm going to. Already.
It's amazing, and it's God's work. And also it's just I'd rather babysit. I know people say that they do it because they think that celebrity is going to give them a leg up. I honestly don't believe it that. Show me examples. Okay, I'm sure there are some examples. I guess that guy who the armchair expert guy, I guess his personal assistant is technically like his coworker now. So I guess there are instances that you could, but most of the time they're not going to want to promote you. They just want an assistant. They don't actually
care. They want someone to do everything exactly as they want it.
They don't actually want to help you.
We see they say, by the way, this house that you have to set up, who's going to live there? It's going to be John. It's going to be Fuji, his new consort, and it's going to be his one true love, Mariko.
Yes.
Sexy.
Makes a lot of sense.
Sexy housing situation.
And Omni and John re-meet because this is the guy who peed on him. And he's like, John calls him a shit rag while bowing, which was funny. All the soldiers are yelling, ho, and are excited that Torinaga gives this great speech that, like, you guys are cool, great, and dark clouds are gathering over Japan. We must protect against treachery. To those who stay in Taoka's legacy, you finished. Torinaga humbly bows to you. And then Yabushige's
but
nephew,
the son is suspicious of Yabushige.
Yes.
Points it out to Torinaga, and he's like, an ally with ambition is not a real ally.
Exactly.
I love all the quotes.
The quotes are, this book must be amazing. And the Nepo baby is like, yeah, we got to leave. Oh, then Yabushige is like surprised because Toranaga's like, okay, I got to go. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much. You're going to fight for me. I have to go. And Yabushige's like, what? Where are you going?
After ramping up the audience with that fan and then to just be like, peace. Icon. That was
the
play-the-game move right there.
Wait, Lizzie, you're going to be so proud of me because guess what? I'm watching a reality TV show right now, and this reminded me of it.
What?
I'm watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
And I binged like 3 episodes last night. I'm obsessed. And I've watched it before with friends.
Wait, what season are you starting?
Literally season 10, like the latest season on Hulu.
I tried season 4, and I couldn't. Maybe it was too old.
Maybe.
It's hard for me to watch like really old ones where the production quality is so
bad. No, I think it's way – season 10 is – I'm enjoying it. But the fan reminded me of Drag Race. I was very like –
it's so drama.
Yeah, it
so
was
extra.
Very – Shantae, you stay. Then John is looking at the water. He asks if the people from the – if his men are safe. And he's told that everyone has moved to a safe place, a different place. And Mariko says he's forbidden. Oh, John really wants to go to the ship. Mariko's like, no, you can't. And he's like, wait, the whole deal was that like I do this for Toranaga.
I get my crew and
I get
ship.
The crew and the stuff. And he's like, this makes no sense. Mariko's like, no, sorry. It's his and he'll use them as she wishes. Because she's like, I might have a crush on you, but Lord is daddy and sorry. And then they meet the gardener.
Lord is daddy.
Lord is daddy. She shows him his house and he has a staff. Why have I been given all this? I'm expected to be here for 6 months. And he goes back to this like, wait, what? And she's like, don't worry. I got you Fuji to have sex with. And he's like, I don't want to have sex with Fuji. And
no pillowing.
I refuse.
Wait, sorry. Mini moment. When they meet the gardener, he accidentally gives him too high a like, greeting. And this
crazy.
Was my... Eat the rich moment of the week
so
when she's like,
rich.
Don't call him that.
Yeah, agreed. That is so ridiculous. She's like, wait, you respected him too much. It's like gross. Yeah. It's so gross.
You're going to get us all killed.
Yeah. So she's like, to refuse would be an insult. And he goes, well, I refuse and I'm just a prisoner in better living quarters. And he's pissed. And Mariko's like, I'm confused. You have this like nice house. Then eye patch guy, we have an eye patch guy, says to Yabushige.
Agara?
He's something? Like, Torunaga's being a dick to you. Have you found the road? Yabushige's like, asks.
Even drink the sake. That's basically spitting in your face.
Have you found the Rodan who leaked word of the ship, Omni? And he's like, Omni's like, I didn't. And Yabushige's like, what have you been doing? Eyepatch says that he's too young. Omni's too young and dumb. Ishido thinks I betrayed him. Yabushige's just basically like, oh, what did I do? Why did I commit to Torunaga?
Yeah, I'm trying to be with the four, not with the one.
Yeah, like this is stupid. This whole episode is Torunaga.
I'm actually
like,
maybe going to give this as a gift to Ishido. So he's basically like playing both sides. And we see a mandolin lady listening.
Oh.
I'm like,
Oh, interesting.
It just kind of reminds me of kind of one of the lessons of True Detective, if you had seen the finale, was that it turns out that the women who were cleaning the building were the true killers, and noticed them.
But why did they kill?
Because they knew that all those people had killed that one lady, Annie.
Wait, all the scientists killed Annie?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God.
That makes no sense. But what about – was the supernatural stuff real?
It's – look, they don't really explain.
Lame.
There could be a ghost or there could be Navarro alive at the end.
Okay, but remember in the first episode where he shakes, he does that shaking thing and they go, she's awake. Like, what was that?
Mm-hmm. They thought that Annie was going to come back to life and kill them all because they felt really guilty.
Okay.
We see John and Fuji, and he's like, go away. You don't need to be here. And we see Mariko tell John that that was disrespectful and also stop stepping on Moss. That's disrespectful. And I was like, it's so funny if Mariko is just like taking the situation to her advantage and being like, anything she doesn't want John to be doing, she's like, oh, that's super disrespectful.
That is funny.
You have to be showering every day.
Oh my God, I love that. I'm going to use that when someone comes. I'm like, if you don't share this joint with me, that's disrespectful. When someone comes to my house, I'm like, wow.
Green queen.
That's called peer pressure. Mariko says that she's like, look, Fuji is my late husband's niece and she's accomplished and highborn. And then she tells John about the whole thing about her losing her husband and son. Mm. He's like, shouldn't she be grieving them? And she says, we grieve those we have lost by continuing their fight. And he says, a child has no fight. Good call. Good rebuttal, John.
Good point.
And then Mariko talks about the Eightfold Fence in the most beautiful moment of this episode. And I absolutely love this. From the time we are small, it is something we are taught to build within ourselves, an impenetrable wall behind which we can retreat whenever we need. You must train yourself to listen without hearing. You can listen to the rocks growing. If you really listen to the present circumstances, vanish. Do not be fooled by politeness beneath it. We could be a great distance away, safe and alone. And I said goals.
I loved this.
Beautiful. This is my goals.
They're often being quiet.
Yes.
I mean, Catherine, here's the thing, though. This also, to me, sounds like she's dissociating from the trauma.
Sure. Yes. I'm sure this is mostly disassociating, but I'm sure a touch of meditation in there. It sounds like what I was trying to – I was thinking about this today. It's very mindful. I was thinking about this today on my walk, and I'm like, the only thing that has ever helped me with my mental – hashtag mental illnesses is trying to be in the moment as much as possible. And it's like, if I was taught that from a very young age, like the fact that she says, like, we're taught this, like we are taught to like build this wall to protect ourselves. And because we know that life is fucked up, Mariko, she like, it seems like the Japanese have such a better, more logical understanding about life. They're like, no, it's like death is around the corner. Like all we have is literally this moment and we cannot control anything. And we've been shown time and time again, our houses, you know, go up in flames. flames as quickly as they're built. And it's just like, you can see, I think that's such a beautiful, smart thing for a culture to like instill in like children. It's like actually preparing them for like, no, like you should try to protect yourself, even though it is not very healthy because it's disassociating.
Anyway. we just put it in a little box.
Don't ever open it.
No, I thought this was beautiful. And Mariko is like such a captivating actor.
She is.
I mean,
I could listen to her forever.
And I also like the theme of it, like, because it matches kind of the Anatomy of a Fall theme, which I haven't watched. Don't really know what's going on in a person's life. Mm. And she's basically like, you think I'm there watching a baby be killed, but really, I am naked in the hot springs with John.
She's like, I'm in my happy place. Oh, so real. Yeah. Anyway, this was gorgeous. Omni says you can't bring the guns. Oh, yes. Okay. So guns. We're in the next scene with Omni.
Big gun episode.
Big gun episode. And John is like, I can bring the guns. They yell at each other. They point their swords and guns at each other. Fuji says to him, give the guns to me. And he's like, no. And Fuji's like, hey, dude, give them to me. I love Fuji in this episode. I love her. Mm-hmm. And she pulls the gun on Omni and he bows like the bitch he is.
Loved that. She takes John's guns with her little sleeve holder things. And then when the nephew tries to get him, she points at him with these. I thought this was so badass. I hope that Fuji becomes like this gunslinging warrior. I kind of feel like she will. I feel like the women fight a lot in the show. And we see the army in the field, and they are basically asking John to like explain military strategy through Mariko, and he starts talking about the siege of Malta, and they're like, when was this? And he's like, oh, before I was born. And they're like, no, you need to help us. And he's like, oh, I know what can help. I do know about English naval warfare. We could take down the city just with our ships. So we basically get this plan that John is going to help them with the big cannons. Mm-hmm. Very symbolic here.
Yeah, he's John's like, I have a big cannon. Gun. I have a bit. He's like, mine is bigger than yours. And he teaches them
cannon energy.
He does. And he says, Yabushigi is like, that's foolish. Cannons are never accurate. And then immediately John makes the cannons be accurate. And he's like, whoa. And they laugh and they're like, this is great. And Mariko is turned on watching John for the millionth time.
Oh, yeah.
Mariko is teaching John. Oh, we have this montage of training. And Mariko is teaching John Japanese on horseback. And then Mariko takes out the rudders and is reading the things that we know.
He's done destruction.
Yep.
And now she knows. The next day, she and him are looking out over the water. And he suggests, hey, I could, if we go get my men in Edo, I could help Torunaga build a whole fleet. And she basically says, my lord's never going to be turned against your enemies. It'll be useful to remind you. And you have no idea what's going on and why the thing about the houses being built up quickly and coming down.
And then John is like, we have a common enemy. I can help. And then a baby earthquake happens. And John, not knowing that an earthquake is happening – while it's happening, was my most relatable moment of the episode. That is me every time.
What do you
mean
you don't know it's happening?
No, remembering like, every time there's an earthquake, my first thought is not there's an earthquake. I just am so confused. Like the first moment, like I'm just still not used to earthquakes. So every time an earthquake happens, I'm like, what's happening? I like don't know what's happening. For like the first half second, and then I understand what's happening. But like it's still like no, my first
literally
thought is
every
not
single
earthquake.
I just think, what am I supposed to do? I still haven't looked it up. I don't know. And I just remain.
And then
motionless.
The earthquake happens, and then we still don't look it up after. I still think going out in the middle of the street is the, it feels like you should do that. Anyway, but that was funny. And then she, I don't think you are either. And then he says death is, she gives this beautiful thing about death is in our air. It's in our earth. Our house is, kind of what we were saying before. Like it's just so beautiful.
They're like phoenix rising from the ashes.
Before you meddle in our politics, just remember we live and we die. We control nothing beyond that. Like, wow, beautiful.
A lot of mindfulness.
Love this.
We see they walk down and he's like, oh, baby earthquake. It's very sexual tense. Mm-hmm. And then we see the nephew making love and saying, I love you. And I thought this was going to be my horniest moment of the week.
Oh, we were so naive.
I thought this. We've only seen him like pissing on John and being a dick. So I thought this was an interesting scene to put in here.
He said, I love you. He like loves her. And she was basically like.
She's like, I would love if you had more power.
Literally, exactly. My girl Kiku knows what's up. She says, these cannons are bad vibes, first of all. The whole village is uneasy when your uncle's around, and I wish you were our lord. And I wrote, Kiku's doing a power play. That's so Game of Thrones. Yes, girl.
So Game of Thrones.
Do it. Control him with your pussy.
Okay, we all cut that. John and the cannons. And he's, you know, talking about how if you change up the radius and the nature of the damage itself, Mariko is taking notes, I guess. I don't know. And he looks at her and they make sexy eye contact for a second. And then she can't handle his gaze play. She looks away. Very horny as well.
This whole episode, such a good episode. Then Lord Ishido's men coming from the west, says a guy. They passed a checkpoint.
Oh, shoot.
And the guy is like, look, you – oh, he talks to Yabushigi. He's like, you're preparing for war. What's going on? And Yabushigi's like, I didn't know Taranga was going to escape. And the guy's like, you have to come back to Osaka and review your oath to the council. Yabushigi's like, this is a misunderstanding. And
accept your consequences.
Which basically means he's going to die. And he's like, fine, I'll tell Lord Ishido you've declared yourself an enemy. And then Yabushigi's like, okay, wait, the cannons are great. I've known you forever. Okay, watch the fighting. We're besties. If you're not impressed, I'll kill myself. He literally is like, if you're not impressed, I'll kill myself.
My most Catherine moment. No, it wasn't. I have one later.
It better be that same as the horniest, I swear to God.
Perhaps. So Jozen switches his mind. He's like, okay, I could do like an overnight. We'll watch our artillery demo tomorrow and look forward to the quaking so they don't think this is real. And we see the son is like, Yabushige, what are you doing? And he's like, what? I'm loyal to your dad. Definitely I'd give my life. This will be great. And
he's so funny.
Then we see John and Mariko, and she's explained to him the order for Yabushige to return to Osaka. And she's like, of course, we know what he'll have to do if he goes there. The answer to everything, seppuku. And John John grossed out by the food.
Okay, yeah. So John, we never find out what this food is. Yeah, totally. And she's like, this food isn't for you. And he's like, please. And she's like, okay. And then they look at each other. Her and Fuji look at each other. I'm like, what could this food be? They don't tell us. But then he tells Fuji he's sorry for her bad manners. He gives her a gun. I'll teach you how to use it.
Must have been an aphrodisiac, though.
I know. Interesting. I was like, is it like, what? I'm like, what is it? She gives him, okay, so he's like, she's like, I can't take this. And he's like, then she leaves the room and he's like, did I offend her? And then she comes back and she gives him the swords of her late father's.
That was so sweet.
They're a symbol of her father's bravery. I can't be a consort to a man without swords. It was a super sweet cultural exchange of weaponry. Mm-hmm. And it was
this
really
was the sweetest scene about weapons I've ever seen in my life.
I know. This is the only weapon scene that actually warmed my heart. You know,
like the show is touching. It could seem touching. You know, violent or whatever.
Sure
distant horny. In the past.
Oh, horny. It's so good.
But
I love this
it
show.
It is emotionally
also
touching.
I haven't even talked about friendship
and
how beautiful. I mean, it's so beautiful. The cinematography, every shot is gorgeous. The landscape, everything is just chef's kiss. I'm very happy. Okay, you gotta have swords. Mariko is like, you don't try this dish, dude. And then he tries it. And he's like, it's like soil cheese. And then we're with Omni. And Omni's like, Jozen will bring news of our taxes to Ishido. Maybe we talk to your dad. Nepo baby is like, everyone thinks I'm useless. P word. I want to prove myself. He's literally the Nepo baby is like, I'm not just a Nepo baby. I'm more. Mm-hmm. And we're like, no, you're a Nepo baby. He's like Dakota Johnson on a late night talk show. Like, he's just like, I'm more than a Nepo baby. And
he's
Omni,
like, I know what my dad would do. And he would just wait for the enemy to make a mistake. But I don't know.
I don't know, man. I think we should
I'm
be impulsive and aggressive. And even though, because my dad is passive and smart. And Omni's like, okay, but like, we don't want to start a war without your dad. Foreshadowing.
Good point.
And then we go to John alone. He's with a torch. He gets naked. He's like, I'm going to go skinny dipping.
Oh, Mariko like faces the other way, but she didn't go away when she saw his penis. She said, I'm going to just be near it, but look in the other direction. Coy.
So coy.
That's how you play hard to get. If you're me.
I don't know. I have no idea how to play hard to get.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea. And she goes, I'm happy to see you've changed your mind about bathing. Wanna sit? He goes, wanna sit on my face? And then he says, and she says, I'm definitely cutting that out. I want to thank you for that gift to her, gift. I want to thank you for the gift to Fuji. And then she sits down and Mariko delivers a beautiful PTC. She does a flashback to a man. She goes, you were wrong about my service. It has nothing to do with the church. And we get a flashback to a man. I have not told you my family name. It is well known. And then Mariko's in the snow in a flashback with kind of like our first shot. Many years ago,
she's
a great
younger.
Injustice. She's younger.
And she has bangs.
She has bangs, which means she's younger. A great injustice to me took everything from me. So this is...
It's her hairdresser who made her get bangs.
Exactly. Relatable queen. And then John says, almost my unrelatable moment. John says... like the most sweet thing. You said your houses are meant to be rebuilt as quickly as destroyed. I see, but I don't see the wreckage. I see only a house. And here I see a lot of women, a woman. Hot.
Oh my
one
God.
Who owes me poetic. No explanations. I wrote this as a
poetic. Poetic. The houses are people.
Oh my God. He brought it back.
And they're phoenixes.
He's not only hot.
He's like, I don't care that your husband died in front of you like 4 days ago. That means
that
nothing.
Matter.
Don't worry about that stuff.
And she's like, I'm so
Go
glad.
Back to the dissociating part again.
She's like, I'm so excited my husband died. And then, okay,
yeah,
then
she hated him.
She asks him what your city of birth is. It's London. It's filthy. And then she asks him like, what would we do? And he goes, I'd take you to see my queen. And my most also unrelatable moment of the thing a guy – when usually a guy is like, I don't know. What do you want to do? Like if John was a guy from today, he'd be like, I don't know.
What do you – wait, you want me to do the labor of – No.
He
what do you
literally
want to do?
Says,
that's
I would so take you,
funny,
women,
Catherine.
Don't settle for any less.
My stomach is hurting because that is so true. Well, what do you want to do?
What do you want to do? God, we tour the grounds. I take you to see a play. They talk about plays. We'd go on a walk.
Oh my God. It's so beautiful. They both love culture.
They love culture.
And we cut to Mariko undressing at home, and she stares into these two candles, but I have a feeling her mind is somewhere else.
And Mariko staring into those two candles was my witchiest moment of the week. And then deciding.
It was also my witchiest moment of the week.
Oh my God. I did not think you were going to say that.
We're on the same wavelength tonight.
You only have to do a podcast together multiple times a week for over a year, and then you will be on the same. Yeah. That's all it takes. Also, very similar people. So yeah, then Fuji says goodnight to John. And then we have my favorite shot of the episode, which is this low angle, floor angle shot of John sleeping. And like, it's a long take. It's a one take. Fuji comes in.
Snoring.
Like, bye-bye. He snores. And then we see in the background a woman coming through the door, and it's Mariko, obviously, and she wakes him up, and he almost, like, kills her because he's like, ah. Yeah. People in the 1600s, no one woke up, like, not, like, the trauma did not let, like, everyone woke up like that, I think, in the 1600s.
Yeah, your house is burning down. We said it always happens. You got to be ready.
And then she takes her robe off. She takes his robe off, hand on boob.
She takes his hand, puts it on her boot, and this taking charge was my most Catherine moment of the week.
God, I'm blushing, Lizzie. Lizzie, I'm blushing.
Sorry, that's
very, but wow, it was your most Catherine moment was in the horniest moment. That's so beautiful.
Oh yeah, and this kiss was my horniest moment of the week.
You are too kind to me. Look, I love this. Obviously, I think this is amazing. And everything. This was, look, we've only been with these characters for four episodes, but that's enough. I'm ready. I think we were
all ready. It's enough. They're completely isolated. There's no love triangles.
Yeah, you don't need to delay this. And also, it means now that they like, it means now we've set up a higher emotional stakes to go into our, because we're almost at our midpoint of the season. We're almost at episode five. So now the stakes are the highest it could be.
Because it seems like we just started this week.
It seems like we just started this week, which we did, which is crazy. Yeah. And then in the okay, so that was the morning's moment. In the morning, he says good morning in the biggest way possible. He's like, good morning. I saw your boobs. Like, that was the most good morning I saw your boobs I've ever heard in my life.
And she's like, you seem in good spirits after a night of good company. I'm glad you liked the courtesan Fujin I got for you. We thought she'd make a good gift.
So they're
she is denying what happened. F-girl energy. Let's go.
Secret. She's like, this is a secret, which is hot.
Yeah.
And then Yabushigi is like, here's the demonstration. They're making fun of the Nepo baby. And then don't make fun of the Nepo baby because
maybe you could be a theater kid.
Uh-oh. Then he literally is like, you see him make a decision, he's already made the decision, and it's revealed that he is starting the war. A cannon comes from the opposite end and kills that guy. He's like, you've offended my father's name. And
the son starting the war was my P word of the week.
The son starting the war was my misogynist moment of the week. Like, so, or the most, oh my God, no. Absolutely not.
And the guys blowing up here with their guts on the ground was my goriest moment of the week.
Oh, yeah. Very gory. That last shot when he's like, it's like that guy with his like arm blown off. It was so gory and gross. And
we hear someone say, samurai don't fight like this. Oh, it's Jozen, who has already lost limbs, but he's still screaming about respect. And that is also made me think so much about like the how much bloodshed there would be when you're bringing over new technology from the other side of the world, war technology.
No, I mean it's
that sucks. Actually happened.
That actually happened, and then like when World War I happened, it was like every. we just got so much better at killing people. That's the problem with humans, is we get so much better as we evolved. We got so much better at like feeding people and like inventions, but we also got so good at killing people. And that is the tragedy.
My number one request for science, if you're out there,
listening,
why are women still giving birth? That is,
yes, very good point. I think they're working on
is
that.
That's the real barbarian is birth.
It is absolutely
why
wild.
Don't I have a womb outside my body yet?
I think Catherine, that's gonna happen.
Answer for it.
I think that's gonna happen soon. TBH.
When?
I honestly think they're already doing that. Am I crazy? I think they're
feels
already doing
like
that.
Not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
We've
by the time we have kids, when we're grown ups, we
when we're grown ups.
I'm 16.
I'm gonna have to, if I have children, I'm gonna have to fucking horrible to think of.
It's beautiful.
It's barbaric, it's and I hard. Don't know why we call it beautiful.
It is barbaric.
And we celebrate women's pain.
No, you're right. You're right.
Do that's it with
point.
No drugs.
No. You should get drugs. You should definitely use drugs.
Anyway, the sun, they call them savages. Everyone thinks everyone else is savage. Mm-hmm. And the sun then beheads Jozen, and Mariko, crying, goes, "It is war.
We are in war because of Nepo baby pride. Nepo baby ruins it all."
I say you just, yeah, I guess you can't kill all of them, but like maybe you just hide it like they all go missing and then maybe they won't know what happened.
Oh, so then you don't, are you trying to figure out how to prevent the war now? No, good point. They could cover it up. Wow, that's really smart, Lazy. That's very sweet. Okay, this is how they could get out of it.
But that's very sweet. We actually have to murder all of them. Make sure there's no survivors.
But to prevent more people dying, that's not good. I guess I'm being very... Is that what you're saying?
Anyway.
To stop the war? Anyway.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anyway, but guys, this
I'm
was a great
peacemaker,
episode.
You know?
Yeah.
My absolutely. Name means peace. Pache.
It does. Pache.
So.
That's sweet. Oh.
And
guys,
thank you for listening, everyone.
It was so fun.
Episode 5, we will be out next Wednesday.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on this journey with us.
What are we saying?
We're all enjoying both shows. I forgot. I was hoping you would know. I want to say it's death is the only punishment, but there's been so many good quotes.
Should we just pick a new one every time? Do not be fooled by our politeness. That's kind of a good one.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Okay, great.
Do not be fooled by our politeness.
Wow, that's very powerful.
I actually love that one, and I think we should just keep that.
Okay, let's keep that one.
Very
don't
powerful.
We can't forget though, so we have to remember.
Okay. Do not be fooled by our politeness.
Do not be fooled by our politeness.
Right,
I love that you're on your bouncing ball. You're just like bouncing. You're just like slightly bobbing.
Hope that's good for the audio.
I love it. Love you.
Love you. Bye.